illumination. I honor my purity as I live it. I honor my purity as I live it. How do you live your purity? How do I live my purity? How do I honor my purity? How do I honor every thought in my being, every thought in my mind, every attitude that I have? How do I honor it? How do I recognize who and what I am? Well, I have the opportunity of thinking every moment of my life how happy I am. I have the opportunity of thinking every moment of my life what a great and wonderful person I am. Now you say, Herb, we're not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to think that we're so fantastic, that we're so wonderful, that we're so glorious, that we're so good. We're not supposed to think that. Who says? Who says we're not supposed to think that? Yes, who says it? Well, we've been living in a society, in a world, where people have been having that attitude, that they're not supposed to think how wonderful they are. They're not supposed to think how fantastic they are. They're not supposed to think what marvelous persons they are, what beautiful beings they are. That's what you're not supposed to think. Now, why in the world are we not supposed to think that? Why in the world would anyone ever say to themselves that they are not something absolutely fantastic, glorious, and wonderful? Why? When that's our reality. Yes, that's our reality. We can say how wonderful we are. We can say how good we are. We can say how fantastic we are, because we are. Now, let's get things straight right at the beginning here. Are you the creator of your universe? Are you God? Are you the allness? Are you the isness? Are you the oneness? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I wish it were. I wish it were true. It's nice. It's a nice fiction, but the thing is, I wish it were true. If it were true, I wouldn't be having the experiences I'm having. I wouldn't be doing the things that I'm doing. Yes, that's very true. That's very true. If you were what you were, what you are, you would not be having the experiences you're having. If I told you, and I play this game quite often, if I told you that you are the king, that these men have come and they have found you long, far distant from your kingdom, and they have found you and they have said to you, hey, come on home. Your country needs you. You're the king. Oh, I am? Is my country in trouble? No, no, your country is just going along normally, but it needs the guidance of a glorious king. But I'm just an ordinary person. You are a king. Whether you like it or not, you are born a king. Your mom and pa were a king. Your sisters and brothers were princes and princesses. You're a king. Well, I'm not. I have lived all the years of my life up to now not thinking I'm not a king. How can I all of a sudden be a king? You not all of a sudden are a king. You always were a king. You always were glorious. You always were fantastic. You always were everything that's good and beautiful. You always were. Yes. You always were. Now, how can you experience that in your life? Always having been, always being king, and yet not knowing that you're king, not in your mind thinking that you are king, even though you are the king. Well, this is how we are. We are divine. We are magnificent. We are the divine. We are God. We are the creator of the universe. We are the allness. Now, that we only claim a tiny bit of it, because that's all we are aware of, that's our problem. It's not the truth. It's not the truth at all. The truth is that we are the allness of the universe. The truth is that we are the creator. The truth is that we are the king, whether we like to admit it or not, or whether we will accept the fact that we are king or not. We can go on living as a non-king. That doesn't change the fact that we are the king. We can go on living that we have no authority, no power, no say-so about anything, and yet we are the king. Ellen was watching a video the other day, and the video was about the prince and the princess, and how they go around from England now doing wonderful things. They go around representing their country, representing their nation. And she is so glorious. Her charisma is just like an Obama charisma, standing out so beautiful, so glorious. Was she always a princess even before she married the prince? Oh, yes. Was she always divine before she realized she entered the court of the kingdom of England? Was she? Oh, yes, she was. Did she know that? She didn't know that, but she acted like that because that was her nature. She would never have said that she was a princess before she was a princess. And one day, quite likely and quite soon, she will be the queen. And when she's a queen, then what? What happens when she's the queen? Will she change from her status of being an absolutely fabulous princess to an absolutely fabulous queen? You see, there's no change there. She lives as the princess. She lives as the glorious one. Now, it's through her husband that she got that. Or is it? Has she always been the princess? Has she always been this wonderful being? Watch her sometimes. Pay attention to her clothing. Pay attention to her charisma. Pay attention to how she holds herself, how she conducts herself. Does she ever think of doing an improper thing for a princess? Oh, no, no, no. Does she ever think of doing things that the commoners do? No, because she is not a commoner. She is not an everyday everybody. She is a princess, and she lives as a princess. The prince does pretty well, too. But he has a tendency to take on the seriousness of his role rather than the happiness of his role. If the prince would go around with a happy attitude, just as happy as his wife, he would do more for his role of being a prince than anything in the world, because the prince is supposed to be happy. The prince does not have the burden of rule on his shoulder. The prince is glorious. The princess honors her purity and lives it. You and I are prince and princess, if we wish, on a temporary role. We're really the king and queen. We're really the ruler. We're really God made manifest. We really are that which is right now. That's who we really are. I talk incessantly about my great body. I talk incessantly about my great country. I talk incessantly about my great city, my great community. I talk incessantly about my great family. I talk incessantly, and what am I doing? If the prince were to talk incessantly about how wonderful England is, or whatever his country is, if the prince were to talk incessantly about what a wonderful body he has, and he does, if the prince were to talk incessantly about a wonderful family that he has, and he does, his brother is a charmer. His mother was a charmer and is a charmer. He comes from all of these wonderful, charming attitudes of life, and it is great and very good. He honors the purity, and he lives it. She, the princess, honors the purity, and she lives it. The queen honors the purity, and she lives it. You honor the purity, and you live it. And you honor the purity as you live it. You honor it as you say, I have a wonderful world. I have a wonderful body. I have a wonderful life. All is in divine order. I am fabulous. I am marvelous. I am glorious. I am all that is. I am wonderful. I like me. I honor that. I honor my purity as I live it. I talk incessantly about the wonderful factors of the being that I am, the divine being that I am, the wonderful being that I am, the beautiful being that I am. I live it every moment of my life, just as the princess, when she walks out on stage, which she always does, she lives on stage. And everyone looks at her and says, what a glorious lady. What a self-confident lady. What a sincere lady. What a peaceful lady. What a happy lady. What a wonderful queen one day she'll be. For she is already that which she always was. And you and I are that which we always were. And we are that right now. We are that right now by honoring our purity as I live it. By talking incessantly about who and what I am in every aspect of my being. I honor my purity as I live it. I honor my title of God as I live it. I honor my title as queen or king or prince or princess. I accept the fact that I am that I am, and I am it right now. Join me in honoring that in you as I honor that in me. And as I honor that in me, I experience it every moment of my life. And I am the happiest, healthiest, wealthiest, most fantastic person on the face of the earth. And I like me. I like me. I like me. Have a glorious day. And know that I love you.